Again, his book is called Full Count, The Education of a Pitcher, and David Cohn is on the line with us. David, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Really interesting book. You cover a lot of ground, and you're talking about the 98 Yankees. Where do you rank them among the greatest teams ever?
Well, I think in terms of the entire roster, the overall depth of that roster, I believe ranks up there with just about any roster. I mean, it's 1 through 25. We had Darryl Strawberry on the bench that year, Tim Raines, a Hall of Famer, young player named Homer Bush that came in and ran the bases and stole bases for us. So it was just a perfect blend of veterans and young players, and that energy from our bench was so important that year.
One of the things you talked about was how much you trusted Joe Girardi as a catcher. Was there much doubt in your mind that he could be a good manager someday?
No, there was never any doubt. He was that kind of a guy. He put up with just about everything. If I threw a temper tantrum on the mound, or if I was having a tough day and I took it out on him, he understood that. It's almost like a catcher, a great catcher, has to be a psychoanalyst as well with some of the flaky pitchers. And I certainly was no different in that regard.
Our guest is David Cohn. His book is called Full Count, The Education of a Pitcher.
Well, David, talking about being on the mound and getting a little frustrated and putting on a tantrum, I guess which hitters, really infuriated you when you're on the mound and you had to bring your A game?
You know, I think in his prime, Ken Griffey Jr. was as dangerous a hitter as I'd ever faced. You knew that if you made a mistake to Griffey Jr., that he was going to lose it. He was going to hit it a long way, and he did several times to me in my career. I remember the loud sounds off of his bat and the ball going a long way, so he was great. Tony Gwynn as well was just the toughest out. He had such quick hands. You know, he might not have had the power of Ken Griffey Jr., but Tony Gwynn just was maybe the toughest out, just a contact machine, a line drive machine, just a true Hall of Famer in every sense.
And we have a lot of great young pitchers in high school or developing in college. What advice would you give some of the young pitchers out there that's growing into the game and has aspirations for the Major League Baseball?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, I had a lot of problems in the minor leagues with some of the coaches, butting heads with them. You know, I was a little headstrong, and I believed in my style. And, you know, my advice to young pitchers would be to trust your style. There's more than one way to go about it. Not everybody throws the same way. There's no one way to teach how to throw a baseball. From Pedro Martinez, who threw sidearm, to Louis Tiant, the great Louis Tiant, who also had a flamboyant style, to a Roger Clemens, who threw over the top and more of a traditional power style. So, you know, I'm glad that I pushed back against some of the coaches and stayed true to my style, because at the end of the day, it really paid off for me.
I know you probably tell a lot of stories in the book, but tell us one quick story on Derek Jeter, you know, that nobody knows.
Yeah, you know, Derek Jeter, you know, the thing is that when I came up, and we talk about this in the book, when I came up, the culture in the 80s was much different. They were very much harsher on the rookies. There was a tough love. You really had to play that rookie role. And when Jeter came up in the 90s, in the mid-90s, there was a little different culture in the clubhouse, but we still tried to check him here and there, and he never really did anything wrong. That's the thing with Derek Jeter. He showed up day one ready to go. He always turned the page. You know, the only time we got on him is he got into this leisure suit fashion wear in the mid-90s. That if you look back on some of the pictures, and some of his fashion choices were a little questionable, so... That's about it for Derek, that we could only find his wardrobe choices, the only thing we could really get on him about, because his game on the field was on point almost every day.
Speaking of David Cohn, of course, former Yankee, Met, Royal, and Blue Jay, coupled with Jack Curry, yes, analyst on the book Full Count. And David, the Yankee dynasty of the late 90s with the four World Series titles could not have happened without your win in game, or without your start in game three of the 96 series in Atlanta. How near and dear is that one to you?
Well, that was so emotional. You know, it wasn't my best pitch game by any means, but maybe the guttiest or grittiest game because of the tremendous stress on the line. I mean, we had lost two straight games at home against the Braves, and I kind of feel like the Atlanta Braves in 1996 were better than we were, and we kind of stole that World Series from them. And certainly Game 3 was a big part of it, and we cover it in the book. And Joe Torre visited me on the mound in the sixth inning in the middle of a jam. And, you know, I've got the bases loaded. I've got Fred McGriff up, and we've got a left-hander warming up in the bullpen. And Joe Torre wanted to know if I was okay. You know, I was coming off an aneurysm. It was, you know, my arm strength wasn't all the way back. So he wanted to know that I was okay. And I just kind of put my head down and said, yeah, I'll get this guy. I'll get this guy. And Joe Torre wanted to look me in the eye. And I've never had a mound meeting like that, to where he almost grabbed me by my shoulders and got nose to nose and wanted to make sure that I looked him in the eye and told him I was okay. And I can't remember a manager ever doing that to me. And it was such a big moment and a big spot. And, you know, Joe Torre was that kind of manager. He commanded respect, but he wanted to make sure that he looked me in the eye and got an honest answer. And I had to do my best to sell him that I was okay to stay in that game.
You know, we were talking about your 88 season, 20-3, 2.22 ERA. Hard to believe you finished third in the Cy Young voting. But then on the other hand, what about the postseason, where David Cone, the pitcher, was sort of undone by David Cone, the writer?
Yeah, you know, that's another thing about the book. You know, I don't avoid any issues. I think I show some vulnerabilities of a pitcher, the anxious moments, the mistakes I made. I try to own them and tell you exactly what was going through my mind. And, you know, that was a game that I was so nervous because of that ghostwritten column that I did with Bob Clappish. And this is pre-internet days, but that article got over the wire, and Tommy Lasorda, the manager of the Dodgers, certainly used it as a rallying cry. It became a classic bulletin board material. And before I went out to pitch in that game two of the LCS in 1988, my legs were so heavy. I was clearly impacted by the nerves of that newspaper column. And, you know, I just choked. I flat out choked. I threw the first seven or eight pitches in the dirt in front of home plate. And you know, just the nerves surrounding that whole situation clearly impacted me. It probably cost us that game and had an impact on that series. And, you know, I go through in detail what happened in that situation and try to tell, you know, what it's like to feel like, what it feels like when you choke, you know, and those are hard things to revisit, but I try to be as honest as I can about what happened and what I was feeling.
Man, you had a lot more good outings than bad ones. David, thanks so much for the time. Look forward to reading the whole thing, but we appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you. That's David Cone. He is a 5-time World Series champion. His book is called Full Count, The Education of a Pitcher, written with Jack Curry.